All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Garrett Ainsworth. He's the CEO of District Metals. And Garrett, it's good to have you back again. How are you?
I'm doing great, Steve. Yeah, good to be back on with you from Sweden again.
Yeah, exciting. So you've put out some results today, and this is from some airborne surveys that you've been talking about. And I know that you like this because it really shows some interesting things. And sure enough, today's news release shows that once again.
Yeah, so we flew an airborne SkyTEM survey. It picks up, you know, conductors and magnetic bodies, which are all important to trying to find these high-grade polymetallic deposits in the Bergslagen. We flew this in late 2021. It's taken quite a while to get the interpretation. I guess things are quite busy in the industry, but we finally got them, and it's great to see the interpretations. And you know, we're really excited by our target zone 3, which picked up the historic Svarjo mine. But you know, very importantly, it picked up about a 600 meter plus zone with conductors and magnetic high that extends far beyond the historic mine workings. So this is really a high priority area for us to the southwest of the Svarjo mine that we're going to be following up on. There's also, you know, we on a number of occasions, some of the target zones picked up conductors with a magnetic response that are associated with rock samples that we recovered with very high grade polymetallic grades. And so it's great to see that it works. And those are areas that haven't seen drilling and that we're going to continue to follow up on. So we're excited going forward here. It's step one, but it's a very good step to take.
Yeah. Can you sort of, just so people understand about this particular property and really that target zone number 3 that you mentioned. So does that mean that you will, when you say further investigation, is it getting drilling happening right there or doing some other things in order to lead you to drilling?
So, it's both. I mean, in some instances we're drill ready now. So, because the airborne surveys have improved that, when you have shallow targets, you don't really need to do your ground geophysics, but, if it's looking like you're going to have to go deeper, then it's very much so you should do some ground, EM surveys. I think what we will end up doing on some of the targets, the zones that have been identified through the SkyTEM that we don't know much about, is we'll go back to those sites and do very detailed prospecting, you know, mapping of any outcrop and sampling where we see outcrop as well.
Okay. Garrett, I also want to get your thoughts on another news release you had out. This one's a couple of weeks back, and you've been traveling, so we didn't get a chance to chat with you about it. This one is more SkyTEM survey, and this one coming back with 13 conductive targets. So tell me where that property, tell me about the property, of course, and obviously about the SkyTEM. You must be pretty happy about that one as well.
Yeah, so, you know, flown at the same time, Groove Barriott is actually next in line to be drilled. We're currently drilling our Tom Thibault property, so we're really excited to get the drill rig here, especially that's been underpinned by these very strong SkyTEM results. So target zones 1 and 10 correlate to the two main areas of interest, the north zone and the south zone. We'll be drilling the north zone. It's actually extended the strike length based on just the geophysics to 1.2 kilometers, which is very exciting. And then we found some historic drill holes just recently, which extend that trend to 1.9 kilometers. And it's wide open along strike and at depth. So, that's going to be a lot of fun to follow up with the drill shortly. And, you know, also another target zone that popped up was target zone 2. And that was historic drilling that encountered zinc mineralization. What's really interesting about this is I actually just went out in the field a few days ago. We found the old drill collars, and they're being drilled in the wrong direction according to our geophysical anomalies. So this presents a really interesting target in that it's a 6 kilometer long magnetic high. It continues to the northwest, where there's some high-grade boulders along that same magnetic high as well. And then that leads us to our target zones 5 and 6, which are up ice direction from these high-grade boulders that are running, 15% zinc and 5% copper, which, were of great interest back in the 1970s, but they never found the bedrock source. And now we get to go after that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And one last question, that is, in reading in the news release, you mentioned a couple of areas, and they come back as sort of what they classify as weak to moderate conductivity. That doesn't mean that you're not going to be following up on something like that. It just means that what exactly does that mean, and how would you go forward in that?
That's a really good point, Steve. Just because it's a weak conductor, does not detract from its priority. In fact, it might even make it more important. The reason being is because zinc as a mineral is not conductive. As a zinc sulfide mineral called sphalerite, it's just not conductive or weakly conductive when it's got other sulfides with it. So we're actually kind of looking more for the weak to moderate conductors. And that's more your distal mineralization, that's zinc, lead, silver. The things that are conductive that are of interest are the feeder zones, which are more like chalcopyrite and pyrite, and that's quite conductive sometimes. It's picked up by, as a high conductor with typically a magnetic response that's moderate to high as well.
All right. Fascinating stuff. I always learn something when I chat with you. So I appreciate that. Garrett, thank you so much. Good update. And we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Steve. Have a good one.
All right. Yeah, you as well. Garrett Ainsworth, the CEO of District Metals.